This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You might not remember having chickenpox as a kid, but chances are the virus is still inside you. And for most of us, it stays quietly asleep. But for others, especially as we get older, it can wake up as shingles. And here's the part that really surprised me. A new global survey shows that while many Australians over 50 worry about shingles, nearly half haven't spoken to a GP or pharmacist about their personal risks. So with Shingles Action Week underway, Associate Professor Faye Sim from Curtin University and also Board Director at the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia joins us. Faye, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me, Warren.
What is shingles and who among us should be paying particular attention to the risk?
Yeah, Warren, shingles is actually more common than we might think. Shingles is essentially a viral infection caused by, as you mentioned earlier, the reactivation of a virus that we call the varicella zoster virus, which is the same virus that is responsible for chickenpox. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, we might have chickenpox when we were younger and the virus just, you know, stay dormant, just lie there quietly, usually in our nerve cells. And then when our immune system weakens, it can be reactivated. And that is why, you know, our immune system naturally weakens as we age. So the risk of shingles, of contracting shingles and of shingles complication then significantly increase for people age 50 and above and in those with a weakened immune system.
So if it's lying sort of in our nerves and if it activates once our immune system is weakened, does that mean like we're spending a lot of effort in terms of our immune system in keeping this virus at bay throughout our life?
Look, I think, you know, our immune system is something that's quite powerful in our body. You know, our immune system naturally on a daily basis, you know, waits off any infection, any foreign particles, any foreign microorganism. It does all sorts of wonders. And the fact that when someone has had chickenpox, and it doesn't matter at what stage when they were younger, the fact that some of those viruses will lay dormant on our nerve cells, usually they don't do anything. But it's when our immune system, or in other words, our defense gets weakened, that's when the virus starts to go, oh, I can become, you know, life again and active again. And then it almost transforms itself into shingles, also known as herpes zoster.
For someone who's never seen it before, what are the most common symptoms that we should look out for?
That's a really good question, Warren. So shingles tend to appear in sort of three phases. The first phase, which is what we call the prodrome phase, is usually when people start to feel tired. They might feel generally unwell, and then they might feel this tingling sensation on one side of their body, on their skin. But then that quickly can then, over the next sort of 24 hours, turn to the active stage. And during the active stage, it becomes quite evident. And that's when you start to see this red rash that will very quickly turn into blisters. And you get this surrounding itchiness around the infected area, and the person will continue to feel more tired. And again, the rash is quite of a typical presentation. It usually only appears on one side of the body, and it's of a very distinct appearance that is very, you know, obvious if you were to show it to a doctor or a pharmacist. And then the rash normally, you know, dries up very quickly in 7 to 10 days to then form into scabs.
I had shingles many years ago, and I have to say, Faye, it was one of the most painful things that I think I've ever experienced in my entire life, and it seemed to go on forever, so we don't want it.
No, you're right, Warren. I mean, the shingles, the blisters itself is painful, as you mentioned. But even after, you know, for some people, even after the rashes have healed, the blisters have healed, some people can get complications, like what we call post-herpetic neuralgia, which means you get this nerve pain that can linger around for at least, 3 months. It doesn't happen to everybody who has shingles, but the risk of getting this, post-shingles nerve pain significantly increases if you're 50 and above, or if you have a weakened immune system.
What can we do to try and prevent it, apart from staying healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I would always say definitely, you know, keep in check and have conversations with your doctor and your pharmacist to understand what your own personal risk of getting shingles is, because all of our risk varies. It depends, you know, have we had chickenpox when we were younger? How old were we when we had chickenpox? What was the reaction back then? You know, what is our medical condition? What's our medical, you know, comorbidities and background? Because all of these would affect the likelihood of us getting shingles and the complications from it. And of course, you know, there are preventative therapies such as, you know, vaccines available for people to prevent us from or reduce the severity and the duration of an illness if we do get shingles. And if people do have shingles, there are various therapies, including antivirals, for example, and pain management that can help assist the people. But the key is to get to your doctor and pharmacist as quickly as you can the minute you notice a symptom, because the therapies are most effective if you start as soon as possible.
So if you do get the symptoms of shingles and you wait, say, a couple of weeks and think, oh, you know what, I might go and get the antivirals, they won't be as effective, is that right, as if you got it, say, within the first couple of days of noticing the rash?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. So the antivirals are most effective if you use it within the first 72 hours of symptom appearance. After that, the effectiveness of the antiviral to try to, if you like, reduce the severity of the shingles would reduce significantly. That's why if someone has symptoms of shingles, it's very important that they are started with an antiviral, provided, you know, their medical background allows them to do that, that they are initiated with therapy as soon as possible. And of course, if someone has had shingles that were 2 weeks ago, you know, and the scabs have dried off and but they're still getting pain, then there are therapies that can be used as well. But the key is to get to your doctor or pharmacist, have a conversation so the trained healthcare professionals can have detailed and tailored advice for the individual.
Faye, how contagious is it if you do have an outbreak of shingles and you've got the blisters?
Now, this is actually a very good point you raise, and it's a myth, because the truth here is you can't actually catch shingles from someone who has shingles. So shingles itself is not contagious in a sense. So you can't catch shingles from someone who has shingles because it's due to the reactivation of the virus in our own body, right? However, you can get chickenpox from someone who has shingles if you have never had chickenpox or the chickenpox vaccine, which is why, you know, for anyone who is having, you know, in the active stage of shingles, we normally tell them to avoid, you know, being in contact with very young children or the older people or people with a weakened immune system, because they may get chickenpox. They're not going to get shingles from them, but they could get chickenpox if you haven't had chickenpox.
Faye, before we let you go, what should we do? What do we need to do to make sure that we can avoid getting it? Because trust me, you don't want to get it if you can avoid it.
Oh, yes. My strong advice would be read up about shingles, understand what shingles is, and understand your own risk, but have a conversation the next time when you go into your doctor or your pharmacist. Ask them specifically about shingles and what you can do about it.
Faye, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you. That was Associate Professor Faye Sim from Curtin University and also Board Director of the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia. Shingles Action Week, it runs through to the 1st of March. If you're over 50, particularly if you're living with long-term health conditions, it might be time to have that conversation with your GP or pharmacist, as Faye mentioned.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.